Welcome back to the She Collective podcast. Teresa and Julianne here. We're so grateful that you're tuning in. It has been quite the week. We have our roll call journal launched and we are blown away by all the feedback. And it is just, you know, you make something that you're so proud of. And I think that's really important too, is whether you're joining direct sales or starting a business or creating a blog, whatever it may be, you have to be so proud of it, regardless of what the world says. But wow, we are blown away. Make sure you go visit our show notes. It has the link in there, the roll call journal. It's for the busy person, the busy woman who wants more harmony in her life, but also has big dreams and big goals and doesn't want to sacrifice all of her other roles just because she has a bigger game plan for what she wants to do. And so that's really where it came to be. And we're just really proud of it. We're going to go ahead and dive into this episode. This episode is all about gratitude and growth mindset. And we are going to speak from this. We've built a direct sales company, each of us, for the last 7 years, but we're going to take it from the angle of She Collective, because that's the most fresh thing of starting something so new and not really knowing anything. And we hope that helps you if you feel that way right now in your business.
Yes. We thought like, oh, we should talk from She Collective's point of view because it's so new. Like, we just started a new Instagram account. We just started a new Facebook community. We have never walked the waters that we're currently walking, and it's just been so fun. And I think also going into this after have already building another business, is our mindset and attitudes are so positive, and we have truly celebrated every like, every share, every review, every purchase, every comment, and it just feels really good and lighthearted. Versus if you were going into a business where you let all the little roadblocks that are naturally going to happen when you're building something great get you down or make you feel bad or let that little voice inside of your head tell you, maybe you're not cut out for this. Maybe this isn't a good idea. Maybe this was silly or whatever. We've both just really come at this so positively, knowing there's no option for it not to work. And if what we do isn't working, we are so open to pivoting and changing and growing. And I think that comes with doing a lot of mindset work. So we're going to dive into having a growth mindset and just being grateful. So Julianne, why don't you kick us off with just some of the challenges that maybe have come up in growing She Collective. If you can think of any, like, I feel like we have a few, but we've really just been so positive and excited about it.
Yeah, I think challenges are such a great way to grow. I would say the challenges that we have faced along this way, I think the biggest one that really, it's so unfortunate that this truly was a challenge for us, was the opinions of particular people. And I mean, that to me is so sad. It makes me feel bad for us thinking that that was a roadblock that we had. And it is what it is. We kept on going anyway. But that to me actually is probably the biggest challenge that I feel like was hard. But then there were little things, you know, of trying to figure out our sites and how to navigate emailing and creating the coach collection. The coach collection was probably the most beastly. There were little things, you know, not knowing how to create an Etsy shop. And it's crazy what Google can help you with. And if you just try and you just do. So I think for us, we just really focused on the solution over the problem. And I think in direct sales or in your business, I see one to two people. I see the people who are just going to do it anyway with not really knowing. And then they're going to course correct along the way and get better along the way. They see it as an opportunity that I can only get better from here. And then there are people who put so much emotional energy into what is going wrong and what's not going right and trying to be further along than they are and just trying to do the shortcuts and all the things. And so I think my advice to that, it is so vital that you just do. and you figure it out along the way, you get better. I think, you know, if you were to go to our Instagram, which you definitely should, and you should scroll back all the way to the beginning. And I mean, the stuff we launched on our Etsy shop isn't even there anymore. The beginning stuff. We really, we did put stuff out there that we were like, oh, that's not really our brand right now. So just things like that. What would you say? What would be a challenge that you think of?
Oh gosh. I just think, well, like you said, it's so funny. When we started, it was an Etsy shop. And the reason we started it was because we were already creating all of this content and sharing it with our teams and, you know, friends and whatever. But it got to a point where we're like, wow, we put a lot of time into this. And also, like, it would be fun to make something out of this and create more content that will help other people. So we started putting that on Etsy and just learning, like she said, the little things like how to list something properly, how to use the proper keywords so that it's searchable within the SEO. I mean, there's so many little nitty-gritty things that you don't think of. It's not just, I'm going to sell this template on Etsy. I'm going to list it and then boom, I'm going to have a business. It's so much more than that. It's consistently posting on social media, getting the word out there, creating a community around that Etsy shop, giving away free value. We talk about this a lot in network marketing too, like being consistent and adding value and serving the audience that you have without expecting a thing in return. And I think that has been really fun for us, like give away as much as you can, but not the whole enchilada type of mindset. You really want people to feel like what you give them is valuable so that when they purchase from you, they know already that the value is going to be worth the price. So as far as like roadblocks, I feel like we hired two women to help us launch our planner and then also launch like the more so of the brand side of things. And one of the immediate questions she asked us was, why are you guys not showing your face on your social media platforms? And we're like, because we're just, I don't know. That's a really good question. So from that day on, we started showing our faces and we went and got a professional photo shoot done. And I'm not saying that you need professional quality photos or to hire somebody else to tell you what to do, but I can say like having those outside opinions was really helpful for us. We both have 8 personality types and we are kind of like get things done type of people. But hearing from people that were not in our industry, who were looking at our content with fresh eyes and could honestly give us feedback to help us grow, was kind of like a breath of fresh air. And we took it to heart and we changed that stuff. So just constantly being able to evaluate what it is we're doing, where we want to go. And then, like I said before, being open to pivoting, I think has been very important in this learning curve.
Yeah. That's been huge and definitely having the outside. And I would say, and maybe another challenge for us was we'd have to call each other out on this, mainly you to me, of we don't need to give away everything. I think there's this mentality of you have to, it's so important to serve and have that serving mindset. We are so about that. And also like you cannot treat your business like a volunteer based business only. So if you find yourself to be in direct sales, how I can relate that to our journey in direct sales is constantly running free groups or letting people in your group who aren't making any kind of investment in the tools that you believe in and the products that you love so much. And I think that's been very eye-opening with She Collective because we figured that out with our direct sales company. I mean, sooner rather than later, that we are going to treat this like a business and we are going to make sure people are here and here that have committed fully. And so I think we've had to learn that also with this journey because
I agree.
We offer is good, you know, and we don't have to give everything away for free all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I bring this up all the time on like team calls and stuff and it's true. I mean, I feel like as women, it's a very natural thing for us to be nurturing and giving and helpful. And sometimes when women step into the business arena, it's really hard to kind of like get past that. Like, I am worth earning money. I am capable of earning money. I am a business owner. And
it doesn't make you selfish. It doesn't make you selfish at all. Right.
Mm-mm. Like, we would never think twice about that if our husbands or our boyfriends were doing something like that. Like, it's not
your doctor. If your doctor is helping your child, you're not expecting that to be for free.
No, you're not going to walk into a hair salon and expect your hairdresser to give you a trim and a cut and a color that they spent hours on for free just because they like you and your friends and they respect you. It's like, oh, okay, just because it's a virtual business, like oftentimes, you know, network marketing that's done a lot virtually, just because it's done that way doesn't mean that your time isn't worth being compensated for. And once you kind of step into that, but also keeping that service mindset at the forefront of what you do, it can be really powerful. And John Maxwell actually said, I really love this quote, is when he changed his mindset from a goal mindset to a growth mindset. And I love that because it's like, how many times have you set a goal and gone after the goal? And then it seems like every little hiccup on the way to the goal is trying to get you further away from achieving the goal. When in actuality, you're just growing and you're learning lessons along the way that are preparing you to become the person you need to be in order to achieve that goal. So that's one of my favorites.
Good. I love that.
What else would you say? As far as like gratitude too. Gratitude's huge.
That I think there's either gratitude or scarcity. I think not knowing a single thing when we started She Collective, I mean, that's the truth. When we're like, we're going to start an Etsy shop, we didn't even know what that meant. We didn't even know, like you said, the sizing of things, the files were too big. We didn't even know how do they download this? We didn't know a thing. We didn't even really know how to share a template. We had to learn how to even share a template on Canva to be able to do this. And so we've learned so much along the way. And I think if we would have gone into this, that, you know, there's so many people already doing this, or how could we really make this a business? And really what turned into an Etsy shop has exploded into a really creative space for us that is a lot bigger, which we're so stoked over. And if we would have led with that scarcity of, we don't know what we're doing, this is saturated, we're not offering enough, this isn't really that helpful, whatever it is, not anyone's going to like it, then that just would never build our business. Even in direct sales, scarcity has never built our business. And we've done well, we've earned well, and it's been amazing, but none of that has been built with scarcity. We've had scarcity and none of that helped us. And so we've had to tune into, you even said, that's an indicator that I need to dig into personal development. I need to focus on the movement. That's something I always have said in my business building, is you have to focus on the movement, not the lack. Because if you notice everything that's not happening, you're going to notice everything that's not happening. And I've always had to focus on the movement, as little as it may be. Someone showed up to our team call, or I heard this and I can apply it, or I just sent out an email to current clients. I just had to keep movement going. And then I found gratitude with those actions. And I also found gratitude of, why did I get started with this in the first place? Especially with direct sales, it's so easy to get so lost into where you should be that you're not honoring in where you are. And the growth that is going to take place, but scarcity will never build your business. Gratitude will keep you in a place of excitement of where you get to go because you know how far you've come. And then you celebrate it. Teresa's not kidding. We got our first review on Amazon from our friend Kim Meyer. Bless her. Like, she
thank
is
you,
truly,
Kim.
Yeah, we love her so much. And it's so funny. We logged into Amazon. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we got a review. And then I go, Teresa, was that you? She's like, I thought it was you. We thought we were the ones who left the review. But we saw it was our friend Kim. And you would think that we won $1 million. And yeah. So we really, every like, every comment, feedback, review, whatever it may be, we truly have just been so grateful for that.
Yeah. I echo everything you just said. Getting back, kind of wrapping this up and getting back to the reason why we created the journal is because I think that when you're growing something and you still have all these other hats that you wear in life, right? Like, I'm not just a business owner. I'm also a mom. I'm also a spouse. I also like to volunteer. You know, you have these other roles that you are responsible for. And sometimes when the going gets tough on your way to building what it is you're working on the side, it's so easy to point your finger at that thing and think like, this is taking away from XYZ. Mm-hmm. I should be spending more time with my kids. I should put my phone down. I should. Maybe you feel selfish getting on calls at night when, you know, dinner's wrapping up or something like that. And, you know, there's so many different scenarios that can happen. And like, yes, oh my gosh, be so present with your family and you can do it all, but sometimes it does take a little bit of sacrifice or communicating with your spouse. Like Eric does, wraps up dinner while I jump on a team call on Wednesdays. It's in our shared calendar in our phone so that he doesn't walk through the door from work. And I'm like, here are the kids. Here's the dog. Parker ate a hot dog and Jax hasn't eaten yet. And they both need baths. And I'm going to jump on this team call. That felt messy. So we're like, how can we create a space where people can focus on all their roles, focus on the gratitude, what they're proud of, what they need to focus on more within those specific roles, but then also a place where you can brain dump all of the amazingness that's happening upstairs, right? Like everything you're thinking of, the thoughts, the to-do lists. When you lay your head down at night and you have all these things stirring in your mind that you need to do, well, do a little brain dump before bed, write all those things down. And then we have a spot for a game plan. So write down the top, you know, 5 to 10 things that you want to accomplish the next day. And then the next day, when you go to bed, we want you to look at all of the roles. How did you show up in them that day? Are you proud of the way you showed up? If not, how can you tweak it the next day? And you go through that for 90 days, truly, truly believe, like to our core, that you will feel so much more well-rounded and that you're showing up better in every area while you're growing a business. And we hope that you guys love the journal. If you do get it, we would appreciate you leaving a review on Amazon for us. We do see those. We do check them. We celebrate every single one. It means the world to us to know that our work is making a difference. So, yeah, I think that's all we have for this one. Do you have anything
to add? Thanks for tuning in. No, I think it's great. And I think, you know, like you said, some of it takes sacrifice but how many meals have you've been able to be with your kids in the middle of the day during school?
Oh, yeah.
Because you have that flexibility. Right now, Eric and Faye are at the zoo, but I can't tell you how many times I've been to the zoo with them this year. I mean, mm-hmm. every week. And so this, I didn't go today because we're doing this, but I've been,
and that's not a bad thing.
No, you know? I'm not even doing that well anyway, but anyway, sacrifice needs to happen, but it doesn't mean you have to be, we don't want to come from a place of overworked, burnt out, frustrated in those roles. It's a choice.
Yeah.
But thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it.
See you next time.